Hi guys, welcome again to Simplified RSA. The guys makes it look easy. And hey man, I know it's been a moment since we've been doing this, but then ish, I pray one day there's going to be a point where I'll be able to put out one video every day. And while we are still on that note, please like and subscribe our videos so like I can be motivated to do this every day. But anyway, I promise there's going to be a point where I'll be doing a video a day. While we're on that note, our selected topic for today is going to be question 5.3. Here's our question. It's not that complicated. So it reads, we are given sine 36 degrees, which is equals to the square root of 1 minus p squared. And then they want us, without using a calculator, we should determine each of the following in terms of p. So 5.3.1, they want us to determine 10, 36 degrees, and then cos of 108 degrees on 5.3.2. So no biggie. To break it down, we have to look at it like this. So here we are given that sine 36 degrees is equals to square root of 1 minus p squared. This is what we are given. And we know somehow that from that Soka Tower, for Pythagoras theorem, we know that according to Soka Tower, sine is opposite. It's opposite over hypotenuse. Cos is adjacent over hypotenuse, and 10 is opposite over hypotenuse. I like it when I put this in color. Let me just put this in color just so it can make sense. So we know that sine is opposite over hypotenuse. Cos is adjacent over hypotenuse, and then 10 is opposite over hypotenuse, given whatever angle it may be. So now, we know that from this as well, somehow we expect sine 36 degrees to be opposite over hypotenuse somehow, whereby now we are told that is 1 minus p squared. And 1 minus p squared, somehow this whole thing is over 1. If we put it in, we write it in terms of fraction, square root of 1 minus p squared is over 1, meaning our opposite to 36 is going to be the opposite side is this one, and the adjacent side is 1. So now let's try to construct this like Pythagoras so it can make sense right now. So now if I introduce Pythagoras there and then I introduce something like this, we know that sine 36 degrees is equals to opposite over hypotenuse. This means that from 36 degrees, the opposite side is 1 minus p squared. So opposite over hypotenuse, and then the hypotenuse will be 1, like that. So sine 36 degrees, this is 90 degrees. We can also determine this angle if we wanted to, because total angles of a triangle should be 180. If this is 36 degrees, this is 90 degrees, we know this is going to be 54 degrees, like that. So this 54 degrees, this 36 degrees. But then using Pythagoras theorem, we can also determine this side. Now, let's just name this side X. Now, to calculate the side X using Pythagoras, we're then going to say R squared is equals to x squared plus y squared, like this. But then we know r is 1, we know y is 1 minus p squared. So to get x squared, this is going to be r squared minus y squared. Therefore, here we'll have 1 squared minus square root of 1 minus p squared squared. Therefore, this is going to be 1 minus 1 minus p squared. Therefore, this gives us p squared. So x squared is equals to p squared, but we're not looking for x squared. We want x. Therefore, to get the value of x, we just put square roots of both sides, and then x will be p, meaning this side is equals to p, like that. So we know all the sides from here. So now to answer question 5.3.1, they wanted us to determine tan 36 degrees. So to get tan 36 degrees, we know that tan is opposite over adjacent, opposite over adjacent. So I go there, tan 36 is opposite over adjacent. Therefore, tan 36 is going to be square root of 1 minus p squared all over p because it's opposite over adjacent. That's how you answer 5.3.1. Now, moving along to 5.3.2. Now, looking at 5.3.2, they want us to determine cos 108 degrees. But we determine cos of 108 degrees using the very same information that we have here from 5.3 entirely. Now, the question is now to try to relate 108 with either one of these angles here. But if you can see, to get 108, you can get 108 from, say, adding 72 and 36. When you add 72 and 36, you get 108. But then you can see also here that 72 is 2 times 36 plus 36 somehow, which introduces you to double angles. And now 36 is also 36 times 3 gives us 108. But here's another way to look at this. Look at this angle here. Besides 36 here, we have another angle here of 54 degrees. And somehow I can see that 54 is like double 108. So if I multiply 108 twice, if I multiply 54 twice, I'll get 108. So I can write 108 in the form of, so I can write it in the form of this, which introduces now a double angle. By me saying a double angle is you can look at this as, you can look at it like this. We know that if you have a double angle of 2 cos theta, this is the same as cos squared theta minus sine squared theta, which then can be proved that this is the same as 2 cos squared theta minus 1, or this is the same as 1 minus 2 sine theta. These are just double angles. For now, there are proofs for this, but then for now, we're just supposed to be knowing it like this. But then I'm showing you this just to relate that now 2 theta is the same as 2 times an angle. So I can write this in this form. Do you see where this is going? From here, I can just choose any one of this expression and represent this double angle of 2 times 54, because 2 times 54 does gives me 108. So let me just choose the last one because working with sine theta is much easier. So we have 1 minus 2 sine squared 54 degrees. So now look at this. Now we're looking at sine of 54 degrees because we are on this angle. And sine is opposite over hypotenuse. So from this angle, the opposite of this angle is this side. The opposite is P. The hypotenuse is 1. So then I'm going to come and say this is 1 minus 2 into sine 54 is opposite P over hypotenuse 1 all squared like that. So therefore, it's going to be 1 minus 2 p squared like that. So this is going to be 1 minus 2 p squared. So that's how you represent cos 108 using this information without using a calculator in terms of the given angles, which were 36, 54, and 90 like that. How you deal with questions like this. Please feel free to send us any emails or any WhatsApp message if you want to inquire about our private lessons. But furthermore, you can just send us any question you may have. Because we randomly select questions from students and then we create such videos using your own questions that you send to us. Here's our contact details and our email address as well as our WhatsApp number. Otherwise, please also subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, or follow us on X, and follow us on TikTok as well. Also, you can access our learning channel through Spotify. So you just go to your Spotify app and you search for learning channel, or alternatively, just search for the word simplified underscore RSA. I'm Mr. Maimane. This is Simplified RSA, and we are the guys who makes it look easy. Join me on the next video as we simplify more stuff.